Ernest, what's up? Look, I want to put you onto something that's been making waves in the personal finance world. If you've been relying on Mint to manage your finances, I got some news that might startle you at first. Mint is no more. But hold on, because every cloud has its silver lining, and in this case, that lining is Monarch Money. For those of us searching for a robust, user-friendly alternative, Monarch Money is stepping up to the plate. And from personal experience, it's hitting a home run. Let's get personal for a moment. Managing finances can be a maze of confusion, stress, and time consumption. Believe me, I've been there, jumping from one finance app to another, hoping to find that one platform that simplifies everything. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design transformed my approach to managing finances. What truly sets Monarch apart for me, though, is its collaboration feature. With money being a top Discord trigger for many couples, the ability to seamlessly manage finances with my wife has been a game changer. No extra costs, just shared goals and clarity. But Monarch isn't just about managing your current finances, it's about building your future. Saving for that dream house, your wedding, or a once-in-a-lifetime vacation becomes not just a possibility, but a reality with Monarch's intuitive tools. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal held it as the best app for savings growth. Monarch Money represents the next evolution in personal finance apps. It's an ad-free haven where your experience is the priority, constantly refined based on real user feedback. It's everything we've been asking for: intuitive, powerful, and relentlessly focused on user satisfaction. Now, for a bit more practicality, Monarch makes transitioning from Mint a breeze, ensuring you can bring all your tags and categories with you. Its intuitive design, customization options, and commitment to privacy and an ad-free experience make it stand out in the sea of competitors. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/leisure. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/leisure for your extended 30-day free trial. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Ernest, what's up? Look, today I want to talk to you about something that's been on my mind, a real weight on my shoulders. You know, we all have these moments, big or small, that just stick with us. When we don't talk about these things, then they can start to affect our lives in unexpected ways. That's why having a space to express these feelings is so important. I know firsthand the benefits of therapy. It's been transformative for my friends and family. Therapy can help you learn crucial skills like setting boundaries and developing coping strategies. It's not just about dealing with major events. It's also about enhancing your day-to-day life, allowing you to become the best version of yourself. So if you've been thinking about therapy, BetterHelp can be a great option for you. It's entirely online, which makes it super convenient and adaptable to your busy schedule. You start by filling out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists at any time if you feel the need without any additional cost. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earnyourleisure today to get 10% off your first month. Remember, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earnyourleisure. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Head over there now.
There are some things that will affect this generation and our generation. Inflation.
Yes.
Student loan debt, mortgage rates. All these things that these young adults here were sitting before us now will have to face. At what point, since TIAA is known for retirement, at what point should these young adults start to think or get education around retirement, retirement planning?
Okay, I'm gonna give y'all a quiz. Is it today or once I'm 65 I should think about retirement?
Today.
Today. Y'all are ready. Okay, let's unpack this. There's a word that I want you all to write down, memorize, tell a friend, phone a friend. It starts with a C. Does anybody know the word? Compounding. A dollar today is worth more than a dollar what? Tomorrow. And so when you think about where you all are going, let's talk about your post-graduation. The context and the backdrop is correct. Inflation, globalization, geopolitical unrest, student loan debt, We also know that African Americans have a disproportionate of debt in terms of student loans. And so when you look at all of this, it can feel daunting. But here are the steps. Step one, especially when it comes to preparing, when you get your first job, y'all are gonna send me a note on the side because you're gonna do this and tell me about it. Your very first job, they're gonna give you your job offer. Here's your money. The first thing that I want you to do is to look at your benefit package and to make sure you maximize your 401k or your 403b. Why? Compounding, but also many companies match it. So unless you're okay leaving the coins on the table because you're only gonna do 3% instead of the max, start the max. Why? Because tomorrow's check is way more than you have today. The minute you see the money, you have allocated. But if day one, you say max me out, you're gonna do two things. One, you're going to say, you know what, because I want all of the benefits that I'm entitled to, I don't wanna leave any of the coins on the table. So you're gonna get that because of the match. And two, it's because I understand that if I compound with this match and then whatever I bring home is more than I've ever had today, then as my income rise, I'm already preparing for my retirement and I'm taking full advantage of the benefit of the money that the company is matching. Don't leave the money on the table unless you're comfortable and you got it like that, that's fine. So first thing you're gonna do is what? Max it out. That's where you get your full value. That is something that I do wanna emphasize. That's something that I did when I first started. I was making $26,000 a year, but that was $26,000 more than I made on Sunday when I graduated. And to do that immediately, I didn't miss it because all of my raises and everything was already working for me. So that's the thing. When you think about this vision of retirement, so many times people say, young people don't want to talk about retirement. Don't nobody think about it. I'm like, don't underestimate young people. Young people care about the climate. Young people are thinking about the future in a way that we never even understood. So let's not put our bias on this generation. How many of you all want to make sure that you have generational wealth? All of you. I'm going to ask another question. All right, we can do the clap, snap, raise hand, whatever. I don't know what Earn Your Leisure like to do. Whatever it is, is it a snap? What are we doing?
They clap.
It's a clap. Okay, it's a clap. How many of you all understand what struggle looks like when your parents or grandparents or auntie did the best that they can right now and it's hard? How many of you don't want to transfer debt, but you want to transfer wealth? So we should talk about retirement. I want to shift how you dream. I want to shift the dream from when I graduate, I'm going to get that real nice car. Big time series, because I see, you know, we're going to leave it at that, right? You know,
please.
You know what I mean? But, you know, I see how this is and how that is. So I'm going to do that first. I want to shift your mindset and remember what you just told me. You said you want to build wealth. You said that you want to lighten the burden on your family in a way that maybe your parents couldn't lighten the burden on themselves. A brand new car, which is a depreciating asset, day one of graduation, does not align with what you just said. So make it make sense. If you say that you want to make sure that you can have a better future or take care of mom, flexing on that very expensive rented apartment that you show everybody the amenities that is not in your name is not the flex. Not the flex. So if, and you see him, he's like, oh no, am I stepping on toes already, shifting dreams and goals already? My point is, on this post-graduation, remember what you said you wanted and do a regression to your decisions the minute you graduate. Make sure you have your game plan in place. Make sure that you're saying, I want to get educated on stocks and bonds and alternatives. I want to make sure I maximize my retirement. Make sure you understand tax strategies. Please write that down. Make sure you understand how a retirement vehicle, like an IRA, has tax advantages for you. Please write that down. My point is, have a plan on how you're going to attack the decision that you made around student debt. You invested in yourself. I don't think that's a negative. You invested in yourself and you made it work the best way you knew how. Shift your mindset and say, therefore, I have to have a budget to take care of that debt and attack it. My point is having a vision of the life that you deserve, a life that maybe you couldn't even imagine, starts with the decisions you make in your early 20s. It starts with the mindset that you're honing as a college student. Because if you graduate and haven't matured your mindset, it's not what you make, it's what you keep, and it's what you compound. You're not going to be ready. And so my advice to all of you, the student loan debt was your investment in self. Embrace it. You already did it. Figure out your game plan. Allocate for that. Don't start your first check with a depreciating asset. Start with all the tips you're hearing from these two fine gentlemen and make sure you think about investing and saving. Make sure you have that rainy day fund, because how many of you all know you can't call mom to help pay for these things? So you have to plan for that. And then with retirement, let me give you the stat, which is why it's important for today to have the conversation. 40% of all Americans do not have enough for a secure retirement. For African Americans, it's much more pronounced. Women retire with 30% less. And so that's why I say, do you want to transfer wealth or debt? Make it make sense. If you don't make the decisions today, you're basically saying, if I have a family, they'll take care of me and figure it out because I'm not going to worry about it. And I'll give them the debt. I'm saying to you all, we don't want that. We don't want to transfer debt to our children. We want to transfer wealth. And that's making sure that they don't have to worry, because you can say, I'm good. I have enough to take care of all of my hopes and dreams. And I even have enough to transfer to you, because I made decisions at 22 because I had vision in mind. I thought about my future self, and I actually thought about my reality, and I looked in my community and I said, I can be better. True story. Y'all know I talked about Otis Brown, right? My hero. My dad worked for over 40 plus years, doing his best, even when his best was not sufficient financially. When I graduated from college, we happened to have a conversation, and he showed me his retirement package. When the daughter has to look at a father who's full of pride and say, Dad, this is not enough, you're basically saying, I'll have to take care of you. Otis Brown had a pension, but he never contributed $1 to his 401k plan. And it was a very generous plan with a lot of match, not $1. And for the daughter to tell a father who did his best, that hurt. And it also angered me, because I said, why didn't someone in power think about the man scanning boxes and making sure that it wasn't just a flyer, but to go to an Otis Brown and say, I know that you are doing the best for your children. Here is something you need to do. And when people tell me people don't have money, people robbing Peter, pay Paul, they're trying to make it work, I don't buy into that, because Otis Brown, after his daughter told him, he immediately maxed out, immediately tried to do the catch up. I don't know how he made it. Remember, I was making $26,000. He didn't know he was gonna have a CEO daughter. But he took the information and he immediately acted upon it. I don't know how they made it work. But what Otis Brown did not want is to have information and not take advantage of it when it was not going to be helpful to his daughter and his sons. And so let's not have this narrative that you don't bring information to people because they may be at this level of the economy. Don't count their coins because they know how to make a dollar out of 15 cents because they've been doing that. And so why not make sure that we're bringing this information to the Otis Browns? And so as a CEO, I think about an Otis Brown every day and say, am I bringing this information to people that are like my father, making it the best way they can and don't think they can do it, but no one connected the dots on what the impact of that lack of decision will mean. And so I hope I'm making sense to all of you because this is real talk. I'm not telling you what I think. I'm not telling you what I lead. I'm telling you what I have lived. And I'm telling you, you all have an opportunity to secure the bag today and compound the bag tomorrow if you make the right decisions and you shift your mindset on what am I going to do to align with my true dreams. And I fundamentally believe young people do want to talk about long-term planning. We just have to do it in a way that's relatable and in a way that they can connect. Am I relating? Okay.